Blackstone Audio presents An Untimely Frost by Penny Richards. This book is read by Christine Williams. This book is for my friend Linda Card, who many years ago, when I was looking for a jumping-off place for this book, gave me an idea I'd never have thought of. At long last, here are the results. Death lies on her like an untimely frost. William Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, Act 4, Scene 5. Chapter 1. Chicago, 1881, Peacock Opera House. Blast it, he'd promised! Lily Warner's rising fury battled with an all-too-familiar disappointment. Pierce Wainwright, the cast's manager and the man who had raised her from the age of 11, had finally given her a major role in the troupe's new play, Society's Daughter. Tim had promised to come and see her debut performance, but he hadn't shown up. Another of her husband's lies, offered for the sole purpose of momentary appeasement. Too angry to be fearful, she jerked up the hood of her red woolen cape and stepped through the door at the rear of the theater into the darkness of the narrow back street. In less than a minute, she entered the main thoroughfare. Tendrils of fog writhed in the flickering glow of the gaslights, turning the few stalwart souls braving the chilly night into wraith-like phantoms. Annoyance rose with every step as she navigated the four blocks to the boarding house where the members of the Pierced Rose Theater Troupe were staying during their brief stay in Chicago. She pushed through the doorway and was greeted by a rush of heat from the foyer fireplace. Pushing back the hood, she marched down the hall, mentally framing a series of questions for her absent husband. Nearing Pierce and Rose's room, Lily noticed their door standing ajar. That was odd. The worldly wise Rose was generally more careful about such things. Lily placed her gloved hand on the doorknob, wondering if she should stick her head in and mention the oversight. While she stood torn between the need to confront her husband and check on her friend, she heard the sound of a man's voice from inside the room. Sudden uneasiness caused her heart to beat faster. Who could it be? She'd left Pierce at the opera house. The man spoke again, menace in his low tone. Before she could do more than acknowledge that something was terribly wrong, Lily heard the sickening, somehow familiar, sound of flesh meeting flesh. She slumped against the wall, squeezing her eyes shut and covering her ears, attempting to block out the memories that sought freedom from where she'd banished them 11 years ago. She fought the craven desire to escape into the dark vortex of unconsciousness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?